It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. Time to check in with Dave Coombs, host of the Midday Show. Brought to you by Steinhoffels. Relax, it's Steinhoffels. And also Steinhoffels.com.
You know, we have these pools going on, and usually we give it a lot of thought, but somebody in the office usually wins this thing without any knowledge of basketball. Thus, the new ESPN special. Here we go.
This is ESPN's Clueless Bracketology with the winner of last year's office pool, Linda from Accounting. Who do you have in the final four?
Okay, so I have BYU, because if you switch around the letters, it spells buy. And I love shopping. St. Mary's, because Mary's my middle name. Kentucky, because horses. And Gonzaga, because it's so fun to say. Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
You're watching ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. More expert analysis after this.
So, who do we got to look out for? Who's the Linda of accounting here? You are Doreen.
I 100% admit it. I picked the Peacocks to go further than they probably will.
Yeah.
Because I like Peacocks.
There it is. That's the reason why.
All right. I got some other good tidbits for you here about the tournament. Popular 12 seed McNeese State against Gonzaga in the first round.
Right.
So here's a reason you might want to reconsider if you're picking McNeese State. Anyone? Did anyone pick McNeese State over Gonzaga?
No.
All right. So here's the deal. They padded their schedule. They play in the Southland Conference. They played three times against Nicholls. Anyone? Nichols?
No.
They beat them by a combined score of 249 to 185 in those three games.
Wow, okay.
They also played the College of Biblical Studies. And in
That's not a joke?
No.
That's serious.
This is on their regular season schedule.
They played the College of Biblical Studies.
Yes, trashed them. And they also played Incarnate Word. But here's the one that caught my eye. They had a 92-23 win over the Mississippi University for Women.
What?
Seriously. Check the schedule.
You have got to be joking me.
It's dudes on the team because it used to be a women's only college. Mm-hmm. Now it's co-ed. But
I don't know who's doing their recruiting, but that is a hell of a salesman right there.
No kidding.
Right? Yeah. Let me tell you why you need to come to the College of Women.
Right. You know, probably.
Because our basketball team. Mm-hmm. Well,
you get lots of opportunities to date probably there if you're if you're a dude on that campus, right?
Let's see. What else is going on in the world? This story coming out of USA Today, American Family Field, home of the Brewers, named second best MLB stadium for food by USA Today's 10 Best Reader Choice Awards. They were selected, these awards, by an expert panel and voted on by readers. AmFam Field came in second behind the Mets Field, Citi Field, and Queens.
Really?
Which, ironically, that's where the Brewers are heading for their regular season opener at the end of the month.
The Mets, really?
Yeah, I know.
But here at American Family Field, they really do work every year on coming up with creative, healthy, tons of options. I mean, of course, there's your staple, your brats, your hot dogs, like the things, cheese curds. But then they kind of go above and beyond.
Yeah, they do.
Right. Good food in Queens, New York. I would have thought like San Francisco, maybe.
Right.
You know,
really good. We're Milwaukee's at number two, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And speaking of food, now the IKEA store has been open how long down there in Oak
Creek? Since 2018.
2018. Okay.
Yeah. Do you go? Do you ever shop there or not?
I have.
Do you enjoy the food? Is it the meatballs that's the big item? Right.
I do.
They're
like
fantastic,
the meatballs,
especially with the jam that comes with them.
I didn't know about the jam.
The gooseberry jam or
no.
something?
No.
It's Loganberry or something
berry,
like that.
Loganberry, there it is.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, apparently they're now going to be selling some plant-based foods at IKEA. I don't think I'm down with this, but they cost only 70 cents.
Okay.
So they're going to have plant balls, veggie balls.
Really?
And veggie dogs.
And for those reasons,
I'm out. Yeah, totally out. No, thank
Sorry.
You.
I mean, good for
you. You won't
them.
Find them at AmFam Field, any of those selections.
No.
None of those selections will be there.
Give me a good old-fashioned meatball.
Yeah. There is a list of the grossest foods that just got released, I guess, on BuzzFeed.
All right.
And black licorice at the top of the list. I used to love black licorice.
No. Oh, can't stand it.
Really? I'm with you, Marcus.
Oh, good Lord, no.
No, I'm not a black licorice
fan. I used to love it when I was a kid, and I hated the red version. Now it's opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care for the black licorice. But, you know, licorice is supposed to be good for your digestion, supposed.
But in small amounts.
But you know what? That's what they say now. We talk about this all the time, right? That'll come out like a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
were you gorging on licorice?
Right.
We've got a, you know, it's like one of those things. We've got a lawsuit going on.
Yeah, call the lawyers.
Right.
Blue cheese, number two on the list of the worst, most gross foods.
I'm a fan.
I love blue cheese.
My wife loves blue cheese.
I love blue cheese on everything.
Yeah.
I'm the only one in my family. Like, we go for wings. Everyone's like, ranch, ranch, ranch. I'm like, blue cheese.
Blue cheese.
Yeah.
I used to love blue cheese. Now I'm a ranch guy. Olives, third on the list.
Love all olives.
I love olives.
My wife loves olives.
I don't get it.
I don't like them.
Maybe it's one of those... Like cilantro things, you know?
Yeah, I hate cilantro.
Yeah, me too.
Hate it.
It's a genetic thing.
Yeah. And by the way, the other name for cilantro, I had a big argument about this on a date one time. You know the other name for cilantro?
No.
It's coriander.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing, though. What happens is cilantro is first, and when it seeds, it becomes coriander.
Yeah. And I think cilantro is like the Italian word, and coriander is more of an Hispanic word.
I just want to get back to that being a big argument on a date.
Mm-hmm. Oh, with me? Oh, well, it's because the woman I was on the date with years ago didn't realize that there were two different names, just like we just spoke about. And we bet the cost of the lunch, and I won. And I remember her going, like.
And that was the end of that.
Yeah, that was a bad red flag.
Slapped
right there.
Down that bill right in front of her. It's not you. Ha!
Beets is also on the list.
Okay,
I love them. I hated them when I was a kid. I love them now.
I like a beet.
Yeah, beets are fine.
Beet salad.
Just don't leave them on your countertops too long.
Because they will stain
everything.
Yeah. Now, there's a bunch of others on the list. Tofu, of course. Who likes tofu? Okay.
Nobody.
I'm sorry. I'm fixated on that. That wasn't a first date, was it?
It was.
Was it a first date?
Really? And you didn't pick up the bill anyway?
No. God, no. Man. And she actually insisted. She was very competitive. So I was like, okay. All right. Whatever.
Okay.
So,
now, you weren't, do you have a standard thing you wear on a first date?
No. But I think you got to avoid certain things, right? I mean, I don't know. You don't want to look like an idiot, right?
What do you avoid?
Crocs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you avoid Crocs.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah, I hate Crocs. You own Crocs.
I have a pair of Crocs. One pair of Crocs.
Yeah, I have a golf buddy who wears pink Crocs to the golf course and then changes into his golf shoes. And he's like, come on.
You don't know him until he takes those off and then you go over and approach him.
But what else? I mean...
Things to avoid.
Yeah.
Worst clothing on a first date?
Yeah.
Maybe wearing a Bears jersey around here.
That would be a problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think women don't like it when dudes of a certain age wear their baseball cap backwards.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or more so, front face but tilted to the side.
Yeah.
Mm. That's even worse.
And do those people know that it's a kilter? Or are they doing that on purpose?
That's the style.
I think there's a fine distinction. Like, if you don't know that it's off-center,
it's off-center a little bit, that's even worse than
if you're doing it on purpose.
You're right about that.
But you know what? I'd be more upset if you wore a baseball hat at the table at dinner.
Like, yeah. That's really dumb. And then just anything with huge logos on it. Like, I think I've got this nice little Milwaukee Bucks pullover right now. It's very tasteful, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's subtle. So, but... Anything with all
not
sorts.
Not like the old satin jackets they used to give us radio people all the time. Remember
Heck
those?
Yeah. Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the giant logo on it.
Oh, I had a program director who used to wear one of those every day into work, you know, like he's a manager on a baseball team or something like that. Like,
we had Letterman jackets over at Laser 103 when I first started, like the leather sleeves.
Those are cool.
I still have it. Yeah. Yeah, I do too, Marcus.
That's cool.
I like those.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
I still have my Rocky Rococo's satin
of course
jacket.
You do.
You got a
satin jacket when you were the manager there?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How long were you the manager there?
Under a year.
Yeah.
Long enough to meet Jill. That's all that mattered.
Yeah.
That's where you guys met?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Rocky Rococo's.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Coombs, thank you for the time. Dave Coombs takes over at 10 when we're done. Thanks
guys.